In the next slide, we're going to talk about how data flows through the AWIPS 2 system. But before we get there, we need to cover two key concepts, metadata and data URIs. Metadata can have three definitions. The most general definition that applies in almost all contexts is data about data. This concept is important in meteorological data analysis because weather data, for example, observations and model output, is so voluminous and is not necessarily amenable to cataloging and searching operations. Metadata, on the other hand, might contain time and location information about the data, and perhaps other information like extreme values contained in the data. Thus, metadata is a smaller amount of information and is much better suited for cataloging. AWIPS 2 has a database called metadata, so the term metadata in AWIPS 2 can refer to that specific database or the data contained within it. For example, one table in the metadata database is called OBS, and it contains records for each METAR observation ingested by AWIPS 2. The fields for each of these records are shown here, along with some sample values from one particular observation from Topeka, Kansas. Most of the field names are self-explanatory. The ID field is a number that is automatically generated by the database to help keep each record separate and unique. The ref time is the time of the observation. We'll talk about the data URI shortly, but it's a unique AWIPS 2 identifier. The elevation, latitude, and longitude describe the location of the METAR station at the Topeka Airport. The location field is a geometric field automatically generated by the database, but based on the latitude and longitude of the station. As mentioned previously, the AWIPS 2 databases are geospatially enabled, and these geometry fields permit lots of queries based on spatial attributes. For example, you could query the database for all METAR observations that were inside the boundary of a particular warning polygon, or perhaps within a set distance of the polygon. The report type says that this particular observation was a specie. A report type for a normal hourly report would say METAR. Note that there was no actual weather data in this particular metadata record, which is generally true across AWIPS 2, although there are some exceptions. Having these data fields collected together in the metadata database can be quite handy because there's now no need to search through obscure text files to find location information for any type of data. The IDX field serves as a reference to the actual observations in the HDF files. In this case, the actual meteorological observation is the 10th record in the corresponding hourly HDF file. Data URIs are unique identifiers in AWIPS 2 for each piece of data. The term URI means Uniform Resource Identifier. It's similar in concept to, and it's basically a generalization of, a URL for a web page. In AWIPS 2, all data URIs contain some mandatory elements like the plugin name and the ref time for each piece of data, plus fields that are specific to each data type. Because the data URI is supposed to uniquely identify each piece of data, it contains at least enough plugin-specific fields to distinctively specify each record. The data URI for our sample KTOP observation is shown here. It contains the plugin, ref time, report type, correction, station ID, latitude, and longitude fields. How did I determine the subset of metadata fields that comprise the data URI? Well, basically by manually inspecting the database records, knowing that there's never a part of the data URI that's not some part of the metadata field. Note that beginning in version OB13.5, for some system performance enhancements, the data URI column has been removed as an explicit column in the database for some tables. Ghost sounding is an example. Data URIs are still defined and used internally in the software as identifiers and are comprised from other database fields.